Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is not my pleasure to make this announcement, but when it came to the FedEx grant finalists, CSC Talk Radio did not even make the top 100. So, I want to thank all of you for your prayers and for those who were able to vote. I appreciate it so much. We were a little bit down on Friday, but we're certainly not out. You can call me a lot of things, but a quitter isn't one of them. So, we will try and find another way, another avenue, and I wish that you would keep that in your thoughts and in your prayers, that there's something we can do. And I always refer back to the prayer of Jabez. You know, it was so popular and so controversial back in its day. I never saw anything in it that was necessarily for just monetary blessings. What I saw was a man that was praying to be a blessing to God. And that's what we want to do here. So let me just read that. And I have highlighted the parts that I wanted to concentrate on for the show. It says, "And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, 'If only you would bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain.' And God granted the request of Jabez." He also didn't want to cause pain upon others. You can see different translations say it a different way. And in that note, I had highlighted "enlarge my territory." Because the larger the territory, the coverage of CSC Talk Radio, the better off we will be with getting the word out, to trying to get truth out, encouragement to you, and then it will help with the monetary side of it as well, because the more that we have as listeners, the more valuable we become as well. So, let that just be an announcement that we didn't make the FedEx, and we continue to covet your prayers and your thoughts. Where do you stand? Now, I'm going to get it back to church here, and I apologize for that if it's something you're not necessarily into. But there's so much talk about being on the right or the left. And yesterday, well, we've been studying for a long time. We're in 2 Kings in Sunday school. And we're reading the scripture, and I'm kind of the volunteer. I like to read the scripture out loud. And it's out of 2 Kings 22. And it says, "Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed completely the ways of his father David." Now listen up. "Not turning aside to the right or to the left." He didn't look to the right or to the left. He looked to the Lord. Has America lost its book of law? If you study that book, he finds the book of law that had been buried and hidden in the temple through all the chaos that they were going through in the land. So has America lost its book of the law? We're not so different from the people back in history. We're actually the same. And we are repeating it, for sure. Because we haven't learned a lesson yet. It's the sheeple that we are. Are you on the left or the right? Conservative or liberal? What title do you want? Republican or Democrat? Libertarian or socialist? What is it that you want? Fence rider? I don't want to be that. Or you just don't care. Now, out of Joshua, just to be a reminder here, we shouldn't be on the right or the left. It says, when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? He said, are you on the right or the left? Democrat or Republican? Okay, I'm making that part up. And he said, no, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord, and now I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did as he was told. Now remember, Josiah was only 8 years old when he became king. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he followed completely the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Neither on the right nor the left am in the Lord's army. I think this is significant scriptures for today in our nation. In the world, really, it's appropriate for all nations. We keep trying to choose sides. We keep trying to decide on our own what is right, what is wrong, what is politically correct. We're manipulated to believe this or to believe that. But what is the truth? What is righteous? Well, it certainly isn't our elected governing folks, right or left. And, of course, sitting on the fence is never a good thing. I do have some news articles, and I want you to I want to share with you today. But mostly I want you to stop when we go through these articles. I want you to stop, and I want you to think about it. Think about what's being said, what's being done, and what's not being done. And ask yourself, why? Where's the beef? Schiff says there's evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, and it's in plain sight. A past Democrat doesn't get it. We should help him figure that out. We're going to go through that article, too. Dems are taking Trump to court over the border wall. The Dems are going to press for Trump's tax returns. The world will end in 12 years unless we pay trillions of dollars. And that sounds more like extortion to me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hollywood is full of themselves, and they keep spouting off. We need a new face as Secretary of Homeland Security. Perhaps you've heard that. And maybe the evidence is there, after all. But I doubt this is what evidence that Schiff would want you to see. The table-dancing O'Rourke makes a fool of himself once again, as he loves the illegals more than Americans, more than the American people. Are you on the right or on the left? Please don't be a fence rider. If you're listening to CSC Talk Radio, you are to be the storm, and storms don't sit on the fence. And they don't choose sides on the right or the left, but they choose what is right. Not right. Correct. What is righteous. They choose the truth. Because the truth, you know what? It will set you free. It certainly will. But I thought it was significant. I hope you enjoyed that scripture with Josiah. He was just 8 years old and he figured it out. What's the matter with all of us? Why can't we figure it out? We keep going to the politicians instead of to God. King government ain't going to get her done. Not going to happen. But we the people can turn it around. That can happen. But not if you're on the right, not if you're on the left, and not if you're riding a fence. Only if you're following truth. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, this is coming from Newsmax, and it's ex-Senator Bob Kerry. And I don't know him, but he's a little bit disgruntled, or he's a little bit confused with the Democrats' delusions. He says they're delusional. Instead of continuing the collusion delusions, he says, Democrats should be investigating how the Justice Department got the investigation into Russia's 2016 election meddling so wrong with prosecutorial abuse, according to the Democratic former Nebraska senator and governor. He says, delusions fascinate me in part because I have so many of my own. You know, we all like to dream. We all have our own delusions. He said, most often delusions are harmless, but sometimes they are not. He said, at the moment, my fellow Democrats are suffering from two that are harmful. He says the first is that Americans long for a president who will ask us to pay more for the pleasure of increasing the role of the federal government in our lives. That's what we all want. He says Americans do not favor the Green New Deal, a tax on wealth, or Medicare for all. They don't. And he says the second Democratic delusion is that Americans were robbed of the truth when Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller and Attorney General William Barr concluded that President Trump did not collude with Russia in 2016. All evidence indicates that the full report will not change the conclusion that Donald J. Trump did not collude with Vladimir Putin to secure his victory in 2016. He says rather than investigating the president further, Congress needs to investigate how the Department of Justice got this one so wrong. If the president of the United States is vulnerable to prosecutorial abuse, then God help us all. God help all the rest of us, he says. He says, find out what went wrong, and then tell us what needs to be done to make certain it never happens again. He says, our democracy, he's got that part wrong, will survive the hostility of Vladimir Putin. He's got that right. What it may not survive is the distrust of our system or justice, of justice. At the moment, this distrust is deep and wide. We need a nonpartisan national commission to tell us what has just happened and to advise us on what we need to do to keep it from happening again. He sounds like a pretty smart guy. But the problem is, they don't want justice. They want to take a man down because we the people elected him. And when he says nonpartisan, he means not either on the right or the left. But that doesn't seem to be what they want. They can't stop what they're doing. Because they have to continue. And it is for this purpose that they are doing it. Because they need to hide their own guilt and crimes. So they need to keep this chaos. They need to keep this masquerade going and going and going. So you won't see the real evidence in plain sight. You won't see it. Well, Schiff says it's in plain sight. That's what he says. Yes, there's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight. Well, if it was in plain sight, you can bet your, what do they call it, bet your bippy? We'd have seen it by now. And President Donald Trump would be gone by now. Because they would have made it happen. But the truth is, it isn't there. Oh, there's evidence, and we're going to talk about that. But it is an evidence against the president, not this president. The Democrat Party has to protect themselves. Certain ones in the Republican Party have to protect themselves. You ever wonder why they're staying so quiet? Oh, there's a few of them. There's a few of them talking, making noise. But will anything get done? Did you send your cease and desist letters? Perhaps we need to write another one. I really want to hear from you about these cease and desist letters. Did I waste my time? I don't think so. Because I did the right thing. I was following the right army, I think. Not the right, the correct. Shift, dare I say it, is a liar. Now, the Democrats are bringing a lawsuit against the president. It says they are so desperate for swarms of illegal voters. They hate the American people so much that they will continue to risk our lives in order to hinder a sitting president who is simply trying to do what is right. For the safety and security of the citizens of the United States. Now, I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm just throwing the right and left word get out there a lot. Nancy Pelosi makes a lot of noise. A lot of noise. And on Thursday, the House Democrats plan to sue Donald Trump over the emergency funds transfer for the border barrier construction. She says the president's action clearly violates the appropriations clause by stealing from appropriated funds, an action that was not authorized or constitutional or statutory authority. This is Nancy Pelosi as she's shrilling her, probably loosen her teeth up too. Well, Nancy, how constitutional is that slush fund that Congress has? When will the American people wake up? We have lawyers loving lawyers in Congress. And there's nobody that can mess it up any more than they can. And confuse the people. Because we have it, we have this misconceived notion that they're smarter than us. Because they have this degree in law. I ain't buying it, are you? No way. They have this love affair with the illegal aliens coming across this border. It doesn't matter if they're rapists. It doesn't matter if they're MS-13 gangs. It doesn't matter if they are into drug trafficking or human trafficking. What matters is the Koch brothers and the Chamber of Commerce want them for cheap labor. They want them. They like them better than they like you. And they want their votes. Because they will promise them the hilt, just like they're promising you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. And many of the others, Kamala Harris, Beto, Table Dancing O'Rourke. They're socialists. And they believe that they're on the side of the socialist propaganda that would be okay. But you're not on that side. You're on the side that's going to be used and abused. You'll be out of a job, but your government's going to pay you anyway. They're going to pay you even if you don't work. We're going to take care of everyone. You know what? That's not called independence. That's called slavery. They're going to take care of you, and if you mess up, they're going to punish you. Does that sound familiar? They're going to control your education. Oh, they're going to pretend to educate you, but they're going to control your education. Does that sound familiar? You weren't allowed to educate certain people back in the day. They weren't allowed to learn to read and write. Why do you think that was? And these same ones that claim that they are the ancestors of that are fighting it. They want to be slaves again. To a government. Think about that. Just think about that. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Do you stand on the right or the left? Are you in the Lord's army? And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now we're going to go on to the idiocy of what's being told to us from one side or the other. And you're not allowed to have anything in the middle. You know that, right? The middle is the gray area. It's black or white or gray, right? When we're talking politics, right and left is exactly Democrat and Republican. It is politics. It's exactly what it sounds like. But there is the righteous side. But they don't want you to talk about that. Well, this is Representative Barbara Lee, and she's promoting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's 12-year climate change doomsday scenario. She says about the radical Green New Deal resolution, and she was on MSNBC, claiming that the world was going to end in 12 years to push back against climate change, or hundreds of millions of lives will be in peril. She tweeted that out, by the way. The two women and many other climate change believers are referring to a United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It's called the IPCC. And that report was released last year. And that's what this is all going back to. This is an It's a United Nations intergovernmental. Because they don't like national. They don't like you to be a nationalist. Well, this is, I'm going to just kind of jump around in this article. This is coming from Breitbart. And Penny Starr wrote it. She says, it's a line in the sand, and what it says to our species is that this is the moment, and we must act now. That's Deborah Roberts, a co-chair of the Working Group on Impacts, said in the Guardian report. This is the largest clarion bell from the science community, and I hope it mobilizes people and dents the mood of complacency. From the science community. Is this the same community that now says we should ignore DNA and we should ignore biology? The same science community that says you're neither male or female until you decide you're male or female? Is it the same science community that receives government grants? As long as they come up with the answers that the government wants? It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Come on, folks. Do some homework. You can search the World Wide Web and find out which scientists are getting the money and which ones aren't, and how come they come up with different conclusions. This is coming from James Taylor of the Heartland Institute. He's a senior fellow there. He says, the scientific evidence and conclusions reported by climate scientists are far different than what the environmental left and their legacy media allies would like the public to believe. We need to get him on the air. We need to write that down. James Taylor. We need to get him on the air. Ronald Bailey, a science correspondent with Reason magazine, who believes in man-made climate change, but not the UN report, he wrote, there is no denying that man-made global warming could become a significant problem for humanity over the course of this century. In addition, the projections of the climate and econometric models could be way underestimated. Consequently, hedge fund manager Bob Litterman sensibly argues that climate change is an undiversible risk that would command a higher risk premium. Litterman likens climate change risk to the systemic risk, I can't talk, that investors face in the stock market. It is hard to hedge when unknown unknowns can cause the prices of all assets to decline. While Litterman's analysis strongly suggests that some investments toward mitigating climate risk should be made, it is not unreasonable to question the expensive and rushed decarbonization schemes proposed in the IPCC report or in the Green New Deal. In other words, he believes in climate change, but he doesn't think throwing this money at it and doing all these crazy things right off the bat is going to make any difference. In any case, he says, if it's the worst case projection of the IPCC report or even approximately correct, Representative Ocasio-Cortez is wrong. Our kids will not be doomed in 12 years or even in 81 years. So, even the one who's a scientist that believes in it does not believe in this doomsday report. Why would they want you to believe you only got 12 years to get her done? Why would they tell us that? Manipulation? More regulations? More taking of the land? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't believe what she's telling you, or she would change the way that she lives. She talks like a little tiny girl, and she logics like a teenager. These people that are ruling over us in D.C. They want more regulations, more mandates over you. They are tyrants. What was it said in the, I know it was a make-believe movie. It was based loosely on the stories of the Gamecock, Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, and the Swamp Fox, Brigadier General Francis Marion. Think about those men's lives. Study those men's lives a little bit and what they did in the Revolution. But he didn't want to fight. And that was, I don't know about Francis Marion, but I know that Thomas Sumter did not want to fight. He'd had enough of it. And they're trying to talk him into it there in The Patriot. In The Patriot, the man said, "Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away?" America on the left, America on the right. We have traded 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away. They want to regulate you, mandate you, tax you, license you, permit you to death while they get rich. So, the craziness of Hollywood, I mentioned that, and I'm only going to do this briefly since we're getting ready to head into a break here shortly. Jim Carrey, crazy Jim Carrey, I guess he's had another movie, so he's feeling pretty good about himself. He says America is doomed if we don't regulate capitalism. What's the wealth of this man? And Jamie Lee Curtis, she is demanding Joe Biden apologize to Anita Hill. Okay, look back in history. She says she knows her very well. Anita Hill was found to be lying. Joe Biden is not going to be president. It ain't going to happen. And he's not being cut out just because he's a feely, touchy guy. They're bringing that up because they don't want you to find out the real dirty truth about he using his office as vice president to make his family wealthy. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been reading a little bit here and there about things, and you know, we had Anthony Antiso on years ago, and he wrote a series of articles for me when I had my newsletter out that I had to stop printing because it was costing so much. But Anthony wrote a series of articles about the United States being incorporated. And what that meant. And he's written another book, and we're going to reach out to him and get him back on. And as you know, I was sharing some things that Michael Small wrote from here once in a while. And he has some things down here that he had written on Friday. And I ran out of time, and I couldn't share it all with you. And I shared a Milton Berle quote about a wannabe and a has-been. And I thought it was, I don't know, I was kind of needing it that day. But he says in this, our Bill of Rights were negated by the removal of the 13th Amendment. This is coming from Michael Small. With the two things that happened, A, we inherited illegally and unconstitutional the British law, corporate commercial law, which are an extension of the laws of the Vatican known as the laws of the high seas. Now, we have talked about that in the past. It's been a long time since we talked about the laws of the high seas. He says, too, political representatives were no longer restricted from gifts and bribes and letters of marque. Our common laws of the people were quietly removed over time. These are things that we average, maybe I'm a little bit below average, people don't know. We don't know, we don't understand, and when we hear them, we think, oh, come on, that's just another conspiracy thing. Over 100 years ago, Congress signed over our economics, our financial, our currency to outsiders of the United States, the Federal Reserve banks. They are not subject to audit. They manipulate the markets. That is not a conspiracy. That's what happened. Lazy Congress turned it over. And it was the same year they implemented income tax. not a conspiracy. Well, I guess it is. we just didn't realize what they were conspiring to do. Well, let's move back to the Ukrainian, the Russian collusion. There is evidence, and the Ukrainians have it, and they've been trying to get the DOJ to look at it, but they can't get it out of the Ukraine. The U.S. ambassador, who was put in place by the last president, President Barack Obama, is Marie Yovanovitch. Marie Yovanovitch refuses to allow these guys to bring their evidence to the DOJ here in the United States. Says, we were supposed to share this information during a working trip to the United States. However, the U.S. ambassador blocked us from obtaining a visa. She didn't explicitly deny our visa. She just didn't give it to us. The Ukrainian businessmen authorized payments for lobbying efforts directed at the U.S. government. In addition, these payments were made from funds that were acquired during the money laundering operation. We have information that a U.S. company was involved in these payments. That company is tied to one or more prominent Democrats. Ukrainian officials insist. The American Democrat allegedly was hidden by Ukrainian's National Anti-Corruption Bureau during the 2016 election under pressure from U.S. officials. In the course of this investigation, we found that there was situation during which influence was exerted on the NABU so that the name of the American would not be mentioned. It goes on to say there were sworn statements from two Ukrainians, the officials, admitting that their agency tried to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Hillary Clinton. They didn't want Donald Trump. Russia didn't want Donald Trump to win. They liked the reset button that Hillary gave them. And the Uranium One deal. It goes on here, it says the effort included leaking an alleged ledger showing payments to them, to the Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Contacts between Democratic figures in Washington and Ukrainian officials that involve passing along dirt on Donald Trump. You see, it's a setup. It's what we call a frame. They were framing President Donald Trump. Financial records showing a Ukrainian natural gas company routed more than $3 million to American accounts tied to Hunter Biden, younger son of then Vice President Joe Biden. See, it's not going to matter a whole lot that he was a feely-touchy kind of guy. Records that Vice President Biden pressured Ukrainian officials in March of 2016 to fire the prosecutor who oversaw an investigation in Bursuma Holdings and who planned to interview Hunter Biden about the financial transfers. Can't have that going on. Correspondence showing members of the State Department of the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv interfered or applied pressure to criminal cases on Ukrainian soil. Disbursements of as much as $7 billion in Ukrainian funds that prosecutors believe may have been misappropriated or taken out of the country, including to the United States. You know, Schiff is correct. It's hidden in plain sight, and they're trying to keep it that way. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We want to get rid of the man in the White House. Are you on the left or are you on the right? Neither one of those. will bring America home. Only when this nation, these peoples, you, me, and all of us, start doing what is righteous. Killing babies? No. Letting outsiders invade the country? No. Overtaxing, taking land, taking property? No. Letting things like justice slide when it's the rich and the famous? No. It's time that we got busy and found that hidden book of law and started standing for God to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.